This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
G'day, this is Casey Donovan. Are you a Joy member? Support Australia's LGBTI radio station, This Radiothon. Call 1300 569 949 or sign up online at joy.org.au.
That's it. That's all you've got to do. It's Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean, and it's Wife Swap Mad Wednesday for Radiothon, where we're getting Joy celebrities to come and join us on the show, and we're sharing our love of Joy by finding out what makes them tick and why you can't get this kind of diversity anywhere else.
We certainly are, and we have had another membership sign up during break.
Thank you for that. We are every membership we have, we're just sending a little bit of a whistle and love. And remember, everyone who signs up to be a member today, I mean, during our show is great, but if you want to do another one, you go into the draw to win a 12-week money makeover, which is valued at $1,200 from our lovely friends at Clover Financial. Here at Radiothon, we have different prizes each and every day. Later in the show, we're going to be announcing the winner from yesterday's prize, which was a 5-day holiday to Gay Ski Week Australia, which is happening at Falls Creek later in the year, in September, thanks to our lovely friends at Points of Difference Travel and Events and Touring. The events isn't in there, but I don't know why I keep saying it. Travel and Touring and... There we go. I can't help myself.
Hosted by
Frock Hudson. So I'm going to be there as well. So I can't wait to find out who's won. But enough about that. We've got Michelle Shepherd from TransPRV in the studio. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, baby. How are you?
How's it going? So good. So grateful in your very busy schedule that you could even make time to come and join us. Last week was Ida Hobbit, Robbie, and Michelle and I were so tired from so many events. I don't even know where to begin.
Not even last week. I was hearing, Michelle, you've got events lined up all this week. You've been doing some awesome work for the community.
I started a week ago, and I finish up not at the end of this week, but in next week. So I've got 3 weeks worth of speaking events that I'm at doing for the community. It's insane.
So our original plan for Mad Wednesday was obviously to wife swap and try to show how we can do people's shows better than them. But we obviously, when it comes to being trans, we're two white cisgender gay men. So we pretty much can't do that.
Is this where I cross my arms and go, show me?
No, look, it's fantastic. The TransPRV is fantastic. Does fantastic work. Is a fantastic show here on Joy. As you were saying earlier, is a voice that was not able to be heard.
It didn't exist when it started. When you started working on this, we didn't have the level of voice, different trans voices or just trans voices at all here at the station to that degree. And you stepped in and kind of literally grabbed that by the horns.
I came as a guest on Transpositions. Next thing you know, I became the host. And then next thing I'm being nominated for MTV Presenter of the Year and all kinds of stuff after doing that.
Kept going
now with TransPOV.
What has it been like? Because how many years have you been doing it, whether it's been on 5 years, whether it's been on the airwaves each and every week or in the podcast? And you get really personal with your show. Like, they call Michelle Mama Mish because that is exactly who she is. Your listeners love listening to you, talking with you and sharing their stories. What has it been like having that kind of massive 5-year journey with talking trans community, trans issues and sharing your journey?
Really good. I actually found that, you know, these days now I walk down like Burke Street Mall and I get someone to stop me and go, Mama Mish, can I have a cuddle? Oh my God, thank you so much. Can I have a selfie? I went and did an Ida Hobbit day with one of the government things and I had actually people coming and going, oh my God, I listen to your show. Oh my God, you're Michelle Shepherd. And it's like, I'm just Michelle.
So weird.
It is weird. Yeah. You know, to see issues and you look back before Caitlyn Jenner even came out is when I was doing this. And, you know, the stories I saw in the news compared to what I see in the news now.
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a journey so far. And you know what? It's continuing and growing even further.
Absolutely.
I'm just blessed.
It's so wonderful. And it's really great to have that kind of, not just diversity, but really strong diversity in what you do and how you do it. And there's more of a team now that join you on TransPOV, which is absolutely fantastic. So it's not just you sailing that ship solo.
But the big thing for me was, it's like, let's just stop talking about like hormones and let's stop talking about the transition. Like, what are we doing beyond that? What about employment? What about, you know, diversity? What about our allies? I mean, come on, Dean, you jumped in and you saw how, you know, you remember the struggle I went through to get my top surgery done.
I was actually, this was exactly where I was going to take this conversation. I'm like, you know, we did an interview pre and post Michelle's top surgery.
Yeah.
That was part of a really, really special episode for me of Trans POV, where we talked about what that was like. And it was so wonderful that you shared that journey with the listeners. Mm.
But I've never kept anything off limits. It's always been pretty much, you can't ask that. So whatever anybody wanted to know.
You can ask.
And that's how I've always lived, because I saw so many people within my community who are like, thou shalt not. How dare you? You don't talk about this. And I'm like, what do you want to know?
Yeah.
And it's excelled me to spaces that I've never thought I'd be in.
And we've absolutely loved it. And this is just one of the many diverse voices that you get here on Joy. Signing up to be a member helps to keep us out loud and proud. And yeah, sure, Mad Wednesday is two cis white gay guys having a laugh and having a brilliant time. But when you look at our specialist shows, we've got fantastic shows like Triple Bypass, Trans POV. Later on, we're going to have Chicks Talking Footy, Hide and Seek, like I was saying, and fantastic music shows that highlight queer and up-and-coming artists. Community radio really does lift everything up in such a huge way. I absolutely love being a part of it.
No, totally. And what's also really cool is walking in and actually educating a lot of my other co-presenters on other shows as well, too, on trans issues. And you get these presenters have been around for like years and like, oh, I didn't even know that, Michelle.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome.
When can people hear your show, Michelle? Trans POV is on?
Thursday nights at 8 o'clock.
We're going to have you keep sticking around.
What have you got planned for this week's show? Anything big and exciting?
Well, we actually did some interviews with some trans women who are in uniform, actually up in Queensland.
Oh, great.
That came from a special for Ride a Hobbit that I really wanted to make sure we got on air that people could hear. So I'm waiting to get the details back from that, and hopefully we'll hear on that Thursday.
Oh, look, that's going to be very exciting, but you're not going anywhere because Robbie has a special trans quiz plan.
we're going to
find out which one of us is a better trans person, me or you, Michelle.
Yeah, no pressure, Michelle, but you should have this one in the bag.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Stay with us. You are on Mad Wednesday's Wife Swap special edition for Radiothon, and we'll be back with plenty more after this.
Australia. Every day we give you
the maddest of Wednesdays.
Become a member this Radiothon. Love, joy.
You are on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 special Wife Swap Radiothon edition.
Yes, we do. You've got Robbie and Dean, and we're joined by Michelle from Trans BOV. So, because for Radiothon this week, like we're going to do it every single
week. Yeah, I know, right?
For Radiothon this year, we are sharing our love of Joy by getting some of our favourite specialist shows in and coming in and trying to do them better than they do themselves.
Of course.
Which is really interesting for Trans POV, because we're about to find out who's a better trans person, Michelle or me.
Now, Dean, I have put together a little trans quiz for you and Michelle. Now, I do think this is heavily weighted in one-sided, probably leaning a little bit towards favouring Michelle.
Well,
but
look, I'm out. If it helps, I've been on stage talking all day and I'm pretty exhausted. So you may be quicker on me on this one.
All right, but Dean, I reckon if you win this, you get to replace Michelle as host of Trans POV.
I think she'd like the break.
That's
after
very
After 5
exciting.
Years, she could use a breather.
All right, guys, you ready for question number one in the
Mad Wednesday's
Radiothon Trans Quiz?
Yell out?
No, look,
say Michelle,
use your own name.
Okay.
Yeah. Use your own names, but if you don't get it right, then the other person can have a chance. Anyway, let's not make it complicated. All right, question number one. Now, historically, transgender children in Australia have needed to get permission from the family court to access puberty blockers.
I'm saying my name already and saying the answer is going to be Tasmania.
Incorrect, Dean. That means you are blocked out.
Victoria.
Michelle gets a free
it's Victoria.
Shot. No, well, I haven't asked the question
but
yet.
But I figured I could guess what it was.
In what year
2000.
Was the landmark decision made to change this law?
2017.
Wasn't it 2018?
Yeah, I've got 2013 here. Don't blame me.
You're totally wrong.
Just
Robbie.
After marriage equality went through, then it was the next month that for children was.
Yeah, Robbie, you're absolutely wrong.
I blame the terrible BuzzFeed article I read.
I love that Michelle and I, we get equal points
in
for that one.
Victoria.
Yeah, sure.
I got the states complete, yeah.
We'll give you a point right, each on that.
The trick
one.
Is to hear the question first.
I love that Dean just
jumped in.
Just somehow managed to get his own point out of that. Yeah. He was completely wrong.
Well, because you got the answer wrong.
Yeah, right. Fair. All right, question number two. Actress and trans advocate Laverne Cox shot to fame as a cast member on Netflix series Orange is the New Black. What is the name of her character on the TV series?
Oh. I stopped watching after season two and it's on my list.
I stopped watching after season one.
Yeah, okay. So,
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Ba-ba.
All right, that's a zero all
What's her name?
Her name was Sophia Bassett.
I don't even.
Sophia Bissett.
I remember the surname. So you remember the first. But between the two of us, we had an answer.
Exactly. So we have a point each. There you go.
Now, fun fact.
2 points.
Fun fact, Laverne Cox is a twin, and her twin brother played her pre-transition on the show. Now, question number three. How many RuPaul's Drag Race contestants now identify as women?
Geraldo.
Go, Geraldo.
I'm going to say 5.
Okay, Michelle, would you like to have, and that is not correct, but if you get closer, I'll give it to you.
Identify as women or identify as transgender?
As transgender women.
Wow, that changes.
No, I know, it's murky waters we're in now.
Yes, because I've interviewed a few of them who actually identify as non-binary. So I would have to say there's like 4.
Oh, wow. Okay, there's actually 8.
Oh, who are they?
Wow.
Yeah, we've got Sonic.
Yes. Yeah.
Carmen Carrera.
Yep.
Stacey Lane Matthews.
Yeah.
I didn't know Stacey
Lane either.
That's great.
Yep.
Congratulations,
Kenya Michaels. Jiggly Caliente.
I didn't know that either. About Jiggly.
Monica Beverly Hills.
Yes, was aware.
On the show. And Gia Gunn, of course.
Yep.
And Peppermint.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, it's good. I'm glad I wrote about one of them.
Well, cheers for all of them. I mean, I love that we did have that. Just it's like they may identify as women, but they may not identify as trans. Like it's the myriad of labels that we have in the world.
Dean, you're getting the point there because you were closer.
Oh, yeah.
Which means you're in the lead.
I feel like that's gay privilege, I'm going to be honest.
Now, sticking with RuPaul's Drag Race, because I know how much you love it, Michelle. What season did it, Michelle? Did Monica Beverly Hills appear in?
Geraldo.
Joe Geraldo.
I think Monica Beverly Hills was season 2.
Okay. Michelle, would you like to...
Can I wipe the question from the system because it's not exactly trans-related, it's drag-related?
There we go.
It's a trans contestant.
I love it. It's default. No, look.
It's a trans contestant.
Michelle's throwing down the gauntlet and I love it.
Okay. All right. Moving on. There is one more RuPaul one, but it is... I assure you it's much more trans-related. So no points on that one. RuPaul... It was season number 5.
Okay.
I was way off.
RuPaul Charles made a public apology on Twitter to the trans community after some insensitive comments regarding casting for Drag Race. Now, attempting to include a trans flag in his post, it was instead believed he posted a flag closer related to what? Do you remember this?
I'm trying to think.
I think it was like a train, I think, was involved in it. It was like a train.
Michelle has it correct. Really? It was a train flag.
A train flag.
Yeah.
I mean, what a way to swing and miss, RuPaul.
I know, right?
It was believed that maybe an incorrect Google search might have.
That eye just makes all the difference.
Really stuff that up. Now, 2 all apiece, we're up to question number 6. What was the surname of trans activist and Stonewall Riots pioneer Sylvia?
Oh,
you're both killing you.
And I know it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I should know this.
This is dry. And this year it's the 50th anniversary of throwing the brick.
Close good friend of Martha P. Johnson.
I'm a terrible, terrible person.
I'm a terrible trans advocate.
No points on that one.
On equal footing.
It was Sylvia Riviera.
Yes.
I knew it. Oh my God. I knew it was in my head.
Now, Michelle might poo poo this one as well, but what year did she lead the Stonewall riots?
Well, I gave that tip away because this year is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots. Well,
would someone like to give me an answer?
I'm trying to give you a point so that you can win.
I know you are.
So I don't have to be the... So if we do maths, it's 2019 right now.
Yeah,
19,
it's like 69.
Yes, well, Michelle said it first.
Good job, Michelle.
Well done, Michelle. Yay!
Trans Kirby's in the lead. It's slightly in the lead of being better trans than me.
All right, 3 more questions. Michelle's got 3 points. Dean's got 2. According to the military Trans Military, how many thousands transgendered troops are estimated to currently be serving in the U.S. Armed Forces?
Let me correct you first off, Michelle.
I was about to say, Michelle's on it.
It's not transgendered, it's transgender. And also there's right around 15,000.
Correct. Well done.
And points if Trump has his way, there'll probably be less, let's be honest, so we need to stop that.
What's that?
If Trump has his way, they'll end up being less.
Well, technically, there's a law been passed across the country that actually says that trans people cannot serve in the military anymore. And it's states like California that actually said, no, screw you, we're going to do it anyway.
Well, that is good, because quite frankly, trans people deserve to have equal rights, just like the rest of us.
Exactly.
So, Michelle, congratulations, you have won. Ding, ding, ding. You are the better trans person when it comes to you and me. Congratulations.
Who would have thought it?
We've got to kick on with the rest of the show, but thank you so much for coming and joining
Thanks
us today.
Thanks for having me.
A pleasure always having you here. You can listen to Trans POV this Thursday night. Listen to their Radiothon show. Download their podcast. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.